USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are making formal opening statements in the Senate trial of President Trump. California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says President Trump abused his power for personal and political gain.
President Trump solicited foreign interference in our Democratic elections, abusing the power of his office to seek help from abroad to improve his reelection prospects at home.
Meanwhile, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says House managers are trying to destroy the presidency as we know it.
When it comes to Donald Trump, they're willing to destroy the institution of the office in the name of getting him.
Attorney General William Barr is unveiling a new presidential commission on law enforcement. Barr explained the commission is meant to address problems plaguing law enforcement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Major League Baseball is planning not to strip the Houston Astros of their 2017 World Series title. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred telling Fox Business there's a long tradition in the sport of not trying to change what happened. A member of the Monty Python comedy troupe has died. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Hold your head like this and then go, wah! Try it again.
Whoa!
Better, better, but wah, wah! Hold your hands here.
No!
Now,
the family of comedian Terry Jones confirming he died Tuesday night with his wife by his side at his home in North London. He was 77. Jones acted in and directed several of the comic troupe's most well-known works, including Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
One day, lad, all this will be yours.
What, the curtains?
No, not the curtains, lad.
In recent years, Jones suffered from a rare form of dementia that impeded him from being able to speak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man from Washington State has been diagnosed with the deadly coronavirus, which is spreading from China. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The first case of a deadly virus that has sickened hundreds in China and elsewhere has now been found in the United States. More airports will now be screening passengers who are on flights from China, including O'Hare. Chicago Commissioner of Public Health, Dr. Allison Arwadi, says her department is ready to help.
If they had travel that originated in Wuhan and there's any concern that they have a cough or a fever, even a low amount of suspicion, we would divert them from their travel and they would be transported securely, not through the general airport, to a hospital.
Going a little bit more in depth on the coronavirus, President Trump, while in Davos, Switzerland, tells Fox Business we have nothing to worry about.
We got lucky, actually, but we're in great shape. We have the CDC did a fantastic job. Immediately got the person, and we think we're in good shape.
So do you think that people should be worried when they're traveling the airport?
Not at all. I don't think they should be worried.
And finally, the first Super Bowl commercials are already out. Planters is killing off its longtime mascot, Mr. Peanut, in the one that was released online. Planters announced on Twitter that Mr. Peanut is indeed gone. A Planters spokesman said Mr. Peanut died at the age of 104. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.